Nope.
Three.
What an
two.
One. Dicks.
Hey! It's the Hot Sauce Cinema Show, strictly for external use. I am your, I guess, host, Brian Fay. With me today, Chris Neon Jutris.
And you didn't even know.
Steve, low in the mix, Woodbury.
I am low in the mix, and I don't like it. Fucking raise my levels.
No, right
please.
Now you're not
thank
low
you.
In the mix. You're fine.
Okay, good.
And Lee doesn't have a nickname, HK.
Motherfucking levels. Wop, 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 wop.
I don't like this yeah. racism that
hey,
show.
Sometimes
I get a good feeling.
Okay.
Meanwhile,
karaoke radio.
So
my friend Jason used to do karaoke radio. He made a documentary about it, which I'm in, playing a caricature of myself.
So the topic for tonight's show is karaoke.
Oh.
No, it's not.
That's not a good
no, we,
topic.
The topic is music, though.
Oh,
is it music?
Karaoke? Oh, yeah. Music
we were
going to
talk about that.
Weird Al specifically.
Very specific.
We can't
music.
Fill in an hour of Weird Al? What?
No, we totally can fill an hour of Weird Al.
It is just us singing Dare to Be Stupid over and over again.
It's time to make a mountain out of a molehill, so can I have a volunteer?
That was pretty good.
Nope.
There's no more time for crying over spilling.
Is that what it sounds like? No, it's been a while since I heard it.
I liked it when I watched that Behind the Music of Weird Al, and they had Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Yeah.
And he was all like, he did like a Devo song better than we ever could, and I hate him for it.
I love when he does songs that aren't necessarily just parodies, but they're like in the vein of this artist's style.
Some of those are his best songs.
Like the Charles Nelson Reilly song that he did in the style of the White Stripes.
Well,
Charles Nelson Reilly song.
That is a,
you haven't
that
heard
is
that?
A parody.
It's fucking brilliant. Oh,
that is a parody.
But no, it's not. It's not of an actual song.
Yes, it is.
What song?
I forget what it's called, but it's like some guy's name, and it's
somebody
all about that guy.
Put money on the table.
And the video is just like, yeah, put, yeah.
Okay, Chris's, a round of
Chris's,
drinks is on.
Chris is alleging something.
Chris is saying that this song is an actual legitimate parody and not just in the style of something else.
All right, we already forgot this rule.
Is that this?
What was the
stipulation if he's right? Do we buy him a drink?
No, if he's right, I'm wrong.
Right, so whoever challenges.
Right. I fucking am, yeah.
So if you but challenge and up. You're wrong.
You have to buy a round.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, cool. No, well, you actually are challenging what I'm saying.
No.
To be fair.
Okay.
Whoever's right gets a free drink. Can we just go? Whoever's right gets a free drink.
Why don't we all get a free drink?
Because
we're whoever. Right. Whoever's wrong buys a round.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice. I'm not making any claims that I don't know to be absolutely true.
But I do know this one.
Forever and ever and ever.
For now on, my opinion is maybe.
See, because I was watching like one of those music videos on MTV.
So you looked up the Wikipedia of Charles Nelson Reilly?
Shut up, I'm going somewhere with this.
Fucking where are your search skills, sir?
I forget what the song is called.
I'm trying to get to fucking the song CNR. Style parody of the White
okay.
Stripes.
Oh, shit.
Okay, that's Wikipedia. Look up the actual effing video.
Yeah, I've seen the video.
To the White Stripes song.
It doesn't give a song of which it is, Chris.
It says, but it's not attributed as a direct parody specifically. In the
oh, and hold on right
okay,
here.
First of all, you're on Wikipedia, and I'm not taking that as true.
Well,
okay.
WeirdAl.com is down, so...
Not found. How are you fucking? Where's
how about
Weird
this?
Al's
go
on?
To effing YouTube.
Well, why
and
I,
what?
We're going
and
to
search
Weird
for
Al.
The White Stripes.
Well, we're going
okay,
to the
in
Weird
what
Al.
Song?
Hickey Thump.
It's not Hickey Thump. It's not even close to Hickey
yes,
Thump.
Yes, it is. I don't know. I'm just naming songs that I've heard of.
Jutris, you're wrong.
Jutris, you're buying around. I'm
you're
sorry.
You're buying around.
No, I'm not wrong.
You are
you
wrong.
Are wrong. You
I'm
just
not
said
wrong.
It on the
it's
internet.
Wikipedia. That's not.
Icky it's Thump. It's sourced.
This we're gonna look
thump.
At WeirdAl.com, okay.
No,
but
this
then
is Icky Thump. We'll play Icky Thump. I'll fucking do this game.
Oh, this is gonna be really interesting.
Okay.
Is this fair
okay, so
use
hold on,
right
no,
now?
So hold on. This is Icky Thump, right? So
it's a song all about a dude named Icky Thump and
okay,
what he does,
yeah, okay,
and
yeah,
who
hold
he does,
on,
and
okay,
what he has
sex with. Do you
know
what a parody is, right? It's the exact same thing with just different words.
Yes.
Hold on, wait. Is the majority of the show in agreement that Chris is wrong?
Yes.
Fuck you.
Well,
that's how it works.
A parody
okay,
of
okay,
a song.
Here's the argument. The argument was it a style parody or was it a parody of a specific White Stripes song.
It was animated, too. Look at that.
Yeah.
This is about Charles Nelson Reilly?
Yeah. I don't know, Chris.
I'd say it's close enough.
No, that's not
this song. It's like Dare to Be Stupid is
okay,
a style
on, so
parody.
So those were first lines of words, right? It's not the same, but it is in the style of.
You know, hold on. I see where he's coming from.
Yeah, no, I can't
where
too.
He thinking it is of Icky Thump.
Are you going to be mad about it? If
yeah, I am going to be mad about it.
No, Chris, no, hold on.
I don't
on,
think
hold
that
on.
I'm wrong.
Do you want to call
in
it
this,
truce?
In this case...
Do you want to call it truce?
You want to call it truce just
a Chris truce just.
In this case, I can understand where he's coming from, because that does sound like a parody of Icky Thump, even though...
Even though the music part's different.
It's different.
Yeah.
The music's different.
Okay, let's talk about Weird Al parodies. Fucking, Fat?
Yeah.
There's like burps and fart noises.
No,
that is not
actual...
in the Michael Jackson
version.
Oh my
god,
version.
Chris, no, listen. If you take away the lyrics and take away the burp noises, the songs are the same. The beat is the same.
Yeah, yeah.
This,
but...
the vocal rhythm, I'll give it to you, is the same. But the actual instrumentals are different.
But like
that's why
but
I'm agreeing to call it truce.
But Dare to Be Stupid is a style parody of Devo.
Yes.
It's not a parody of any of their
right.
specific songs. And that's what this is.
I disagree.
I see. The problem is... The problem is
you
that
don't understand
I,
what parody is.
The problem
no,
is
no.
you're being stubborn.
I sort of see where he's coming from. This is the problem is that there are parts of this song that are similar to Icky
Thump.
But
there's parts of Dare to Be Stupid that sound like other Devo songs.
All right.
Yeah, but it's specifically only this one song.
But it's not. It's go
yeah,
to weirdal.com.
Just no, because no, I'm saying the White Stripes. There's no other song that sounds.
Look,
like
I'm just
Icky
saying
Thump.
Dead Rat 6 is a parody of Dead Mouse, whether or not you know it's the same thing or not. So, yeah, I.
How did we actually start talking about?
I
Weird
don't
Al?
Know
because the topic of Weird Al got brought up. That was the
you
the
just
show's
don't buy
topic.
Us
Jeez. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, Chris, just say you don't want to buy us around.
No.
Say you're just not going to be
no,
part of this cool
I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong.
But you are.
I'm not wrong.
Remember how we agreed that if majority of the show agrees?
Well, yeah, because you guys all agreed on that.
Yes.
And I didn't.
I did. It's on the recording.
No. I specifically said I don't because I'm the only one cocky enough.
He did say
because
this.
You're the only
exactly.
one who's right in your brain.
No, no. He did say exactly I'm the only one who's
well,
cocky
then you know
enough,
what? Then you don't get around when someone else gets it wrong.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes
I'm
sense.
I'm going to make an outrageous claim that I can't back up.
I don't see... I don't think this is quite too outrageous. I think I once again I understand.
No,
where
that's
you're
why I'm
from.
Saying it's a
all
truce.
Right.
We're
let's
both,
let's
we're
call
both
this
not...
one a wash so we can move on.
Yeah,
right?
We're both not entirely right. Can we
okay.
shake hands on this? We're both not entirely right. That's what I was trying to do 10 minutes ago. Jesus fuck.
So Weird Al, huh?
Oh God, what a guy causing show arguments.
So that means that
we should get him on the show and tell him he's a fucking asshole.
You don't say.
Listen, Weird Al. Enough of this shit.
Have you ever heard him fucking play that song live? It sounds
awful.
Awful.
Have you ever seen their one-note show?
No.
What? Oh my god, they did a free show, and it's like a one-note show. They piped it up, and they had like 1,000-something people show up, and they just come out on stage, and they just go, BOW! And then they walk out and pack up their shit and leave.
Fantastic.
Like, that was...
I kind of think that's pretty neat.
Yeah,
from a performer's
from an avant-garde.
Yeah, just
although,
like or being like a total like Andy Kaufman dick.
Like pretty much,
I
if
mean,
you've heard of like anything,
hold
John
on, hold
Cage
on, hold on.
Is pretty fucking.
All right, hold on. This is the one. This is the one note show.
Skip to the good part.
It's only 50 seconds long. It's only 50 seconds.
Ooh, yeah, White Stripes.
It's only two people.
Woo.
Yeah. See, this is the problem. They came to see the White Stripes.
Oh, and the fans actually liked it. That sucks. I'm sad now. I wanted the fans to be rip shit.
No, it's like...
I'll turn it off. We don't need to listen to it.
Yeah, apparently the White Stripes have been doing quote-unquote secret shows on their Canadian tour that they announce only on their website within hours of playing. And then they just fucking do that.
I'm sure they'll like stay around and like sign autographs.
I'll give
later,
you a secret show right up your pooper.
Oh, yeah?
It's not
so
the most bizarre.
Were they related or were they banging or...
I think they were related and banging.
Who?
So that, like Donnie and Marie?
Yeah, perhaps.
No, it's not the most bizarre thing I've seen. Like
what, incestuous band?
Siblings banging?
No, the one that's shit.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I've read so much hentai manga. It's not close.
Oh, the titty monsters.
That's pretty fucking normal as far as I'm concerned.
I want to hear about all your favorite hentai.
Which wait, like
oh my god, do not even get into this right now. You have no.
This is part of music.
Do not get into, do not get into this with Lee of all people. Do not get into this.
Why? What do you mean of all people?
God, he's got just, Lee, how many gigs?
How many gigs of hentai?
I used to have a fuck ton, but a lot of it got deleted accidentally when I lost my terabyte hard drive.
Oh no.
All my porn.
Yeah.
Wait, were you just calling out people on Counter-Strike for being weeaboos?
I was.
And here you are.
I'm
with
a huge ass fucking
with
weeaboo.
Oh yeah, Lee's gigs of hentai.
So let's hear
what
it. What's your favorite?
What's my favorite?
La Blue Girl. Like, I'm just gonna list ones I know. Legend of the Overfiend.
Like, what do you mean by favorite? Like favorite one to fap to, or like favorite
one to what's your favorite one to like shoot jizz?
Okay,
over?
My favorite.
Just cover your room in
favorite,
warm.
Probably
mayonnaise.
My favorite. Favorite one to jizz to would be the first adaptation of A Strange Kind of Woman. That was Hatsu Ino. Because it's really well drawn.
Nerd!
my favorite hentai, though, has to be Darling, because it's fucking hilarious.
Darling?
Yeah, it's like a parody hentai. So, like, it's a hentai, but they, like...
Let's not bring up parodies again.
Hey, Lee, you know what we should do is when we're talking on the show, we should just go like this and just look away from our mic.
Yeah, well, you know what?
See, Brian, here's where you're wrong, though, because...
Oh, yeah, Lee's mic is a god.
His mic doesn't suck mad cock. So, yeah, it's going to go down in volume, but it's not going to, like, disappear if I, like, talk kind of
Yeah,
like
see,
this.
I need to talk right into my mic and eat it. Eat the mic. I need to eat it every time.
Eat it.
Speaking of Weird Al... Eat it.
So there you go, my two favorite head ties. One for fapping, one for
anybody,
laughing.
Anybody that wants to look up their... You know, Lee's favorite hentais go on the internet. So.
Lee's favorite hentai.
Oh, is this fits into the Adam and Eve stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's not talk about it. No,
we don't know about it yet. You can't talk about possibilities?
No.
All right. Fine.
Because then they'll listen to the show.
Well, let's just say that maybe I'm in contacts with a sponsor.
Porn.
A porn sponsor, because we're so...
Oh my god, no, what we should do on the show is we should all get clone your bone kits and we should compare fucking boner
Why dildos. Would we do that?
I don't want to do that at all, because I don't want to be like, oh my god, my boner is so unimpressive.
Yeah, why wouldn't we just just whip out our dicks
we could put on Lee's favorite hentai, I'll get hard on, and then
I probably
show
would be
each
the
other.
Only one who was hard, be like...
Is it that weird?
No, it's pretty normal.
Oh.
It's pretty
missionary.
It's pretty fucking vanilla.
It's missionary. They get married and have a baby in the end.
It's
and
missionary for the really, really fucking Catholic.
They get married.
It sounds like a great show.
So much bush.
Wow, way to kill the
that's
show.
That's only fucking Japanese porn, dude.
No, I was saying because they're Catholics and they just don't even... Their pubes...
I don't think it's necessarily a Catholic.
I've never met a Catholic schoolgirl who didn't shave.
Well, that's because Catholic schoolgirls are whores.
Okay, so the women that are Catholic schoolgirls are whores. So I guess when they grow up, they just forget to be whores.
No, the ones that aren't whores, the ones that are like Jesus is Jesus, and
is. You're kidding.
Fuck you, Steve.
Jesus.
Suck on this
is
Woodbury.
Jesus.
My lady friend enjoys that.
I guess she was listening to last week's show. She sent him a text. She's like, "Did Brian call you Steve Suck My Woodbury?"
I like how our fan base is mostly just
girlfriends.
Prospective girlfriends.
Mine doesn't even fucking listen to the show. She's like, I'd rather not.
I was afraid to even tell her what the name of the show was. She's like, I don't want you to
hate
me.
I'm pretty sure
like,
Jackie doesn't listen, but I can't be Sure.
We have, so. God, even if she does, whatever.
Yeah, it's like, sorry, honey.
Frederico.
Can I talk about
Frederico's girlfriend even listens.
Wow. She
lives in Chicago. Out to Frederico's girlfriend.
Shout out to Frederico's girlfriend in Chi-Town.
Yeah, the Irish girl in Chicago. Do a dance or something.
You know what's really fucking racist? Random?
No, she's not Irish.
Oh.
She just does Irish dance.
Is she black?
We're talking about...
She's not black.
Because she lives in Chicago.
What does that
I don't
mean?
Think I she's feel from like there. Everyone who has a girlfriend in Chicago is black.
The person that has the girlfriend is black?
The girlfriend is black.
Oh, okay. I want to go to Chicago and go to a Cubs game, and I want to go to Molly's and get a cupcake.
A Cubs game?
Yeah, a Cubs game.
Have you seen the commercial for the MLB 12 show, the Cubs commercial? It's like, the Cubs win the World Series, and everybody's celebrating. This old guy cuts off a super long beard, and then like everyone's partying because the Cubs won the World Series. And then it just shows a guy with a single tear coming down with a PlayStation controller in his hand because he won the World Series as the Cubs in his game. And it's just like it's one of the most depressingly hilarious commercials I've ever seen.
It's one of the better piece of advertisements I've seen for a fucking video game.
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant.
That sounds nice. I like hearing that the Cubs won the World Series.
Are you a Cubs fan?
No, I'm not. I'm a Red Sox fan. But like being a Red Sox fan, I can empathize with the fact that their team is a piece of shit and never wins.
We covered last week that he was a Red Sox fan.
Yeah. And that you're both going to opening day together.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, dipshit.
When is that?
The 13th. Friday the 13th.
Neat.
That's lucky.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it can't be lucky, or it's going to be unlucky for one of the teams, so maybe the home team is the lucky team. Who knows? I don't even know who we're playing.
So music, Chris, what's your favorite band?
Favorite? Oh, oof.
I know.
You can't eat this.
No, I'll
you
give you favorite band, and then I'll give you, like, favorite electronic artist. I'll give you both.
But what if they're both the same?
That's fine. If you had to pick one, just right now.
Right now, I...
Or, like, what are you listening to the most right now?
What am I listening to most right now? I've been hooked on Hyper Crush.
Okay.
I've been hooked on Phonics. So.
Hooked on Phonics. It's really ironic that a word like Phonics is a fucking PH.
Back in the day of in the old days of the simulated itch relief, back when it was on WDJM 91.3 FM in Framingham, we used to prank call Hooked on Phonics, and I was the worst at prank calls ever. Like, I'd call up and they'd be like, "Hi, this is Hooked on Phonics," and I'm like, "Yes, I'd like to place an order," and they're like, "What's your name?" And I'm like, "Phil." They're like, "Phil what?" And good old me can't think of a fucking last name, so I go, "Something or other."
Wow.
And then they asked me to spell it.
Oh my god.
And then I did.
Holy shit.
Wait, what
maybe
the
they were reverse pranking you.
Wait a minute. If your problem was Hooked on Phonics, you know, you're
and I could spell my terrible last name of something or other.
Yeah, well, you usually order Hooked on Phonics for your fucking kids.
Yeah, so they can be Hooked on Phonics.
Like, could you spell that? See, this is why I need.
I can't spell my name.
There you go.
Can
that's
you just
fucking
guess?
Perfect.
Me and my Down syndrome kid both have Down syndrome.
Holy shit. God.
So what's your favorite band?
He's on Hyper Crush.
That's not my favorite. You said what am I listening to right now.
Okay, so what's
your
favorite
right now is what I'm saying.
I don't know.
You don't have like a favorite all-time band.
No, because that changes from fucking day to day.
So basically, that's why I changed the question to right now. Like, what are you like super on a kick of?
Not tomorrow.
Then
right now,
Hyper Crush.
Okay, Steve.
It's not going to change much over time. I'm wearing a goddamn Ween sweatshirt.
Is it Ween?
Yeah, it's Ween.
I don't really listen to much Ween.
I've seen I've seen them 11 times in concert. They're wicked fucking awesome live. Dime? Why was I saying dime? They're wicked awesome dime.
Neatly.
This conversation is going nowhere.
Right now, favorite band, because fucking James artist. Dickhole played Zoltar the other day. It was definitely the Devin Townsend Project right now. But he's
Do
also
you have an all time.
All time, fucking. I really, you know, changes. Sorry.
Turn face
favorite
strange.
Electronic artist right now though is probably still Gareth Emery. So yeah fucking.
I hope Brian says the new Sweethearts.
Get dunked.
Then no. close though. I think
how's that close,
close to that shit heap that we made.
My current musical kick is Queens of the Stone Age.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't ever get into it.
Really love Queens of the Stone Age. Absolutely love Queens of the Stone Age.
This one.
Electronic music. Nero.
Like the LARPing thing?
Nero or Course K right now.
The LARPing thing?
LARPing.
What?
What?
You don't know what fucking LARPing is?
I know what LARPing is.
Yeah, but what, why, how?
One of my exes used to LARP, but he's a pick on her all the time for it.
It was back when, I don't know, when I was younger.
It was totally the one that you would not
It probably still does. Actually, there was a documentary on it. I forget what the hell it was called, but it was on
role
Netflix.
Role Models.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that role Models documentary that David Wayne directed.
It's Sean cool. William Scott and Paul Rudd in it.
Yeah, because they do all that
shit. And a
shit.
Little black kid from Human Giant.
Human Giant?
Yeah, you ever watch that show, Human Giant?
No.
He's talking about the...
Shutterbugs.
Shutterbugs.
But, yeah, there was a documentary about... They used to have it around here, and it was at... in Hardwick, Massachusetts, right next to Ware, Massachusetts.
Where?
I actually know where Ware is.
It's right in the. It's like smack dab in the middle.
You didn't catch? I was making a joke.
I know, and it was really funny, and I laughed so much.
Ah!
Well, real original.
You were clipping a little bit there, but it was.
I'm like that. That paperclip from Microsoft Word. You know, Clippy.
Is that what his name is?
Yeah. Brian, that was so hilarious. Just absolutely,
you're on a roll, sir.
I don't know.
Is this NBA Jam? Because you're on fire.
Oh,
boom, shakalaka. Okay,
just like my wife,
game.
Like my wife's top drawer, nothing but nylon.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say nothing but dildos.
Toot-a-loo-too.
Dildogram.
It would be cool if we could get some sort of sponsor, and then we could like develop some sort of like dildogram
we could
service.
Actually have a dildogram,
yeah. Like,
not like you could write a little note on it, and yeah. It's like, I'm missing you in Iraq.
Here's a dildo of my dick. It has to be of your own dick. They send you a mini 3D scanner, and you put it over your wang.
Why wouldn't they just?
I'm not putting a 3D scanner of my dick.
Then you're not sending a dildogram.
You could send a dildogram with somebody else's.
Or would it be like
a plaster in Paris fucking cast of your dick, whatever.
Right. Or would it be like it has a little message tube
plaster
inside of it?
Plaster in Paris. It's the sequel to that Jay-Z song.
What?
Niggas in Paris. Plaster in Paris.
Huh?
No.
Fuck
so
you guys.
I was talking about LARPing before you rudely interrupted me and started talking about
true.
The topic.
What, music? I know, right?
Yeah, we're talking about
Niggas in Paris about music, right?
So there was this it's a Jewish day camp.
That's the
now.
Name of the song, Brian.
Boy, niggas okay, hold on, Steve, I gotta say this real quick I forget. I cannot believe that there is someone in the world today making 8 figures and just put out a song called Niggas in Paris. I'm sorry, but I can't get over that. That's a thing.
There
that
are
exists.
Worse things.
There are
what? There's
worse
a lot
things.
Of worse things.
Like Rebecca Black. She's worth $1 million.
I know.
Like anything
well,
Lil Jon
she can't decide if she
done.
Wants to sit in the front seat or the back seat. So, I mean,
yeah.
It's a quandary that she's in, and I think America's with her.
Right.
They There's can a person
support
named
that.
Rebecca Black who calls the store that I work at all the time. And I'm like, it comes up on the caller ID. It says Black, Rebecca. And I'm like, I wonder which seat she'll take. And I answer the phone. Game Underground, which seat will you take?
She probably thinks it's real funny, Brian.
Yeah, probably. That probably ruined her life.
She's
like a 46-year-old woman. Like, that probably came out and she was like, fuck.
Why wouldn't you just go by Becky at that point?
Yeah. Hey, Rebecca.
Because Becky Black is almost worse.
Who's Becky Black?
You don't have to tell people that's your last name. You can just say, hi, my name is Becky.
Okay, what were you saying about LARPing?
I was talking about Nero, which was something I did when I was younger, when I was like 16, what? Back in the 90s.
Is it,
you
whoa.
Were a Greek god.
I was,
Greek
I was
king,
like,
rather,
you were probably. A small boy.
I was like four,
whoa,
five.
Wait, what year?
1996.
Yo, I was five.
Yeah, I was in my teen years at that point.
You watched Great Grease Burn? Is that what you did?
Are you that old?
Yeah.
You were alive when the Dead
Godly.
Sea was still sick?
That was like the worst thing. I didn't have any money or anything.
Fuck off.
So I went and...
So you just LARPed?
Well, I went and like played monsters and stuff like that, and I was like, God.
Wait, do you need money to actually LARP?
Well, you gotta find the buy the foam boppers and like... Fucking shield.
Soccer boppers. Soccer boppers.
I never liked.
You know that's more fun than a pillow fight?
Oh, God.
You can't even.
Sorry. I never liked the term boffers or boppers or whatever. Because that I always considered boffing like titty fucking.
What? I've never heard of that.
Like
never...
tit boffing or boff.
Never
boffing,
heard
boffing.
It referred to
I,
that.
Steve, I think you're wrong.
All right, let's see if I'm buying around.
Tit boffing, Google go.
Tit boff.
Seems like we're gonna get drunk tonight.
Brunette skank gets tit boffed in a couch.
Oh shit!
No, hold on, we gotta find out if this titty boffing.
Oh, you are not getting tit boffed. I'm sorry.
That's just regular.
Wait, hold on.
She's not getting tit boffed yet. She's just getting plain old fucked.
It's not even a couch.
She doesn't. I know. She doesn't have enough boob.
She's on the table.
There's no couch there.
Way to have way too much bush, lady.
Nothing involved boobs at all in that.
That was one video.
Yeah, that was one.
Search for pictures.
Okay. Hold on. Horny buxom skank gives one lucky fellow a tit boffing.
See, it's more than. It's more than just one.
Com. I don't know why I think this isn't going to actually...
I want to see the tit boff.
It's break.com.
Look at
see
porn.
Yeah, but you found two separate...
Well, you know
what?
I'll search instances. Images for tit boff.
You got to search image search.
Once upon a time...
Do I say search on?
There's a tit
oh,
boff.
Shit. Do I
have... Yeah, fucking...
Oh, it's because I...
Who put safe
wow,
search
look at that.
On?
I don't see any, like...
I searched tit boff. I see no TF going on here.
Well, search better.
Tit boffing. Still nothing, Steve.
Well, why the hell are so many things coming up? Because you type tit?
I see. Well, yeah, tit, obviously.
And I'm sure boffing is something, but not that.
Get
Steve,
in.
It nope. Look.
Oh, there's
oh,
one.
Is there one?
Tit boffing.
That's
if
one example among many.
If there's
though.
One,
oh, no,
it's... It says she gets boffed by a hard-hung guy.
Yeah.
So
tit boffed.
I feel like getting
yeah,
boffed
like,
is just getting
when you
fucked.
Fuck a girl...
It just seems like
So tit fucking tit boffing.
I feel
it's the
like...
same fucking phrase.
Fair enough.
Same phraseology, sir. I'm
you got
totally right.
Some cat girl getting fucking.
I don't know.
There's she's getting tit boffed right there.
Steve,
this is gonna be
oh, wait, wash. Wait! I thought of something. Urban Dictionary. Look up what boffing.
Oh, there yeah. We go. There we go.
Hold on, busty Asian skank gets into nasty tit boffing session. Let's see. She's touching him.
Yeah. Okay. Then she just gets fucked. Okay.
Did she
big
tit
deal.
Boff at all? Did she tit boff?
There
all?
It is, there it is.
There is tit boffing.
Yeah,
oh,
tit boffing.
Oh, God, you're right.
Yes!
All right.
Why do we always get back to porno?
It could be for any reason.
Hold on, it's kind of hot.
Brian.
Stop watching porno.
No, hold on. Okay, it's over.
Just bookmark it for later.
It's only a minute long. I'm not even going to bother.
That's
you can't come
fucking...
in a minute?
I'm not even going to touch that.
Well, the whole point of, like, jerking off is to come quickly.
Is it? Sometimes I like to prolong.
What do you do, like,
what
the
you...
edging thing where you're just kind of, like, looking at videos and you kind of wait until you see the video you really want to watch?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You kind of, like, I don't want to, or, like,
but
you have
will that...
problem where you're, like a fucking, like, right there, and then it just, like, it's close up on dude ass.
And then you come on.
And then you just come
and you're
like,
oh, dude,
this is it.
Okay, so Steve was LARPing.
I was LARPing when I was a boy. I don't know why I started talking. Oh, yeah, Nero was the name of the LARPing society.
Yeah, well, this is Nero.
Nero, Nero, same thing.
Guaranteed, just pronouncing it the same way.
So it's...
What does it stand for? New England Role Playing...
Something or other. Organization.
Oh, shit!
The most obvious of the answers.
So we did this LARPing thing, and then they did a documentary on it, and I don't know why I brought up LARPing even anymore, because we had so many fucking... What happens? Okay, so I was right. What does that mean? I don't have to buy a drink? Does anybody buy me a drink?
I think...
Do I buy a drink?
I don't know.
We only came up with the answer for if you're proven wrong.
What if I'm right?
Is this like a...
You get a dollar?
I don't want a dollar. Is this like football where you're like, you make the challenge, you get it, you don't lose anything? Or if you challenge you lose a timeout? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you lose a timeout, so you buy me a drink.
I'll buy you a drink.
All right, thank you.
Buy you a drink.
Ooh.
I'm so happy now. I get a free beer.
Doctor Who?
Or you could buy my burger.
Either way, they're going to cost the same.
Burger night at...
I love Burger Night. What's the place called? Knobscot Cafe.
At the Knobscot Cafe.
Is it sponsored by the Knobscot Cafe?
I doubt it.
Why don't we
I'm not
going
to be like, listen to this audio recording. They'll be like, get out of my bar and don't ever come back.
Well, I think maybe trying...
Don't you ever mention us on your shitty little show.
I think trying to get a live broadcast
and then we'll
there...
just be like, one day you'll see. One day we'll be famous.
And then when they end up being right...
We have to buy them a beer.
Guys, we were never famous. My bad.
Well, I mean, what if we die and then become famous? Then we're just
we
fucked.
Can't fucking retroactively buy a beer when we're dead.
Maybe I'll leave it in my will. One beer for the Knobscot Cafe.
Maybe we can come back as like some sort of specters.
Yeah.
Or we could be like Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. And like,
not as good as their Excellent Adventure. I never saw the Bogus Journey.
Rock'em Sock'em Robo.
Only saw the Excellent Adventure.
How can you say it's not as good?
Because I know it's not as good. I only saw the Excellent Adventure. Never saw the Bogus Journey.
Bogus Journey was not good, but it wasn't.
Was it bogus?
It was not bad either. I kind of like. Like,
was it better than Biodome with Pauly Shore?
Much better than Biodome.
I don't know. Biodome was pretty good.
I like Biodome.
Meanwhile.
Meanwhile, back to music.
So Ween, what's your favorite Ween song?
That's really tough to say because...
Is it the one about licking pussy?
That's a good song. And don't give it away, sir.
Oh,
I don't even know what song it is.
It's called Let Me Lick Your Pussy.
Oh.
It's an 8.5 minute song about licking pussy.
You don't say.
I hear girls are into that.
Yeah. I've been told that I'm okay at it.
Nice.
This is the worst show. What the fuck? We made a spider out of copper.
It's only six copper legs. It's spider. Not an arachnid.
Listen, Lee, don't you get all science. I go to WPI for science.
Once again, not a biologist.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember all the wisdom he was dropping on us last week?
Wisdom.
And an egg is not one cell. Fuck off.
Yeah, it is. You want to challenge that?
I'll challenge that. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay, hold on. Do you want to set the pre-stipulation of whoever's right about this one buys the other a beer?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Whoever's
It's not a round. It's a one-on-one challenge from now, I think.
I think that's a good
thing. Yeah, that's much better because then
cuz it's a lot cheaper.
Chicken egg as a cell egg yolk. Hold on.
Chicken
leaf. Holy.
What?
Prior to fertilization, the yolk together with the germinal disc is a single cell.
Yeah, prior to germinization.
One of the few single cells that can be seen by the naked eye. So, yeah, an egg, unfertilized, is a single cell.
A chicken leads to an All egg. Right. An egg leads to an omelet.
I'll buy it.
An omelet leads to...
So what is a unfertilized egg that you eat? What is the majority of the material? Like what
it's whatever makes up a cell.
No, it's definitely not. I can guarantee. You wouldn't.
The whole thing. I'm a guess to that.
It's the midichlorians.
Oh yeah. Let's go back to that shit. Fun trivia. What does the fun trivia website say?
Okay, a chicken egg is a... Okay, hold on. The question asked by a student is, if a chicken egg is a single cell, why doesn't it become two by mitosis and continue like regular human eggs? Chicken egg is a single cell inside a hard shell. If the egg has been fertilized, it will become two cells, but inside the shell. Then it will become four, eight, et cetera, and eventually become a chicken.
Right.
So until what? It's fertilized.
Chickens come out of chicken eggs?
Yeah, but what's first? When it's not fertilized, what is the majority of the material? That's what I'm asking.
It's goop and more goop.
Goop and goop.
Great. It's chicken, period. Oh,
the Yahoo answers. We can't go wrong with Yahoo answers.
Oh, that's
okay. Yes, the entire egg is one cell. It actually has half the DNA as a regular cell. It doesn't become a fluid cell until it is fertilized.
Dude, that's not even what he asked. This is what we already know.
It's called albumin, is what the white of the egg is, okay? Does that help?
All right, that's an answer.
I know that. I know that off the top of my fucking dome.
Like, okay.
I didn't see the word albumin on the top of your head.
That sounds like a name. Hi, I'm albumin.
Really? I thought your name was Chris. Chicken.
Albumin. Egg white, yeah.
Right there. What does that say? Albumin is egg white.
Well, what is the yolk?
The nucleus of the cell. Fuck it, I don't know. Fuck it, why not?
No, it was saying that the yolk was the unfertilized egg, so it's probably just...
I thought the yolk was what the baby chicken eats inside the shell.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, gives it life force.
Yeah, I guess my confusion is
you ever played life force with the animals?
What is the cell and the membrane? Is the entire egg... just one cell, like a single
cell? Or is it just the yolk is a single cell?
No, it's the entire thing.
It's the entire thing.
If
okay.
It was a black egg, like, would it have sickle cell?
Because the shell is like the cell wall.
Wow. Right, yeah.
Nobody likes my racist joke?
Why didn't
it's not,
he?
Didn't
oh, sickle
shit.
Cell?
It's not sickle a cell, cell wall for... It's,
I said if it was black, over, egg, would it
whatever
be,
it's
yeah,
called.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
if it was black, would it be a sickle cell?
That's what I said.
Oh, Brian, that was so funny.
Oh, my God, it's so funny. I just came up with that.
I will walk the fuck out. I'll go get burgers without you.
Shit. Oh, we got answers.com here. There's only one set of cellular structures within the shell of a chicken
nuclear
egg.
Nuclear, cytoplasm, and cellular, man. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Therefore, it is referred to as a single cell. However, because of the abundance of yolk and albumin, which are the nutrients for the developing embryo, the cell is far larger. Oh, so it is still.
Oh, I knew. I
like,
I,
however,
I already
oh, it's just larger.
I already finished that paragraph.
Okay.
Said, however.
So, Chris is right. Chris
yeah,
is
no,
right,
I.
So.
We already determined
for
that.
For once.
For once, Chris was correct.
So you admit that you were wrong about Weird Al.
Listen,
so,
I'm willing to admit that I was not correct.
That it would.
But I wasn't wrong.
You know what? You're right. That's why we truced on.
That's why.
Okay. So, but now you owe him a beer.
I owe
no, but
Chris.
Then he,
I owe Chris
him?
From my lack of
Lee
knowledge about
Chris
eggs. I
owe
Chris
a beer.
A beer.
I owe you a beer. Yeah. Yes. Let's all try to get the other person.
So everyone's paying for everyone else's beer tonight.
Well, if we all just had to pay for one person's beer, then
we'd just
all
buy
our
own
beers. Buy our beer, yeah.
Unless it was the same person.
Expensive beer and be an asshole.
I'm going to buy the expensivest.
I'm going to get a bottle of Patron.
That's not a beer.
That's not a beer.
From the tap.
Does it come on tap?
Tequila on tap now?
No.
Oh, my God.
At the Corner Pub, they have Jaeger on tap.
Gross.
They have
that's
cold shots of
not,
from
no,
like a
that's
fucking,
like bottles.
That's
that they
still
kill.
It's a bottle that they put in the machine, and then there's no.
So interested.
You
should
like
keep
Jaeger?
Telling me.
Well, I mean, it's not that I don't like Jaeger. It's that I just got way too drunk off of it.
Did you juuch once while you were?
I didn't juuch.
For those who don't know, juuching is the.
It's when you puke.
It's when you puke and poop at the same time.
Yeah. Well, you have to puke into the trash can.
Sure.
I didn't know that.
Named after Chris
Jutris.
Because
well, anyone can pass out, shit their pants, and puke.
Yeah, but you have to do it simultaneously while on the toilet.
Right.
And then puking into a barrel.
Do you
have you
be
ever been puking
out, though,
in the toilet and then you had to poop, so either you quick stand up and turn around and poop, or you just put the bucket to your butt?
I never put the bucket to my butt. If I'm juiching, what?
If he's juiching, he's already on the toilet, so he's not going to put anything
he's
on his butt.
He's just going to sit there and just...
I would have... See, that's why I juiched to begin with.
Well, sometimes I don't
I'm not going to get off the toilet and then
sometimes.
I got a good feeling.
I don't think I'm going to poop. Yeah. So I don't think I'm going to poop, so I'm not sitting on the toilet. I'm praying to the porcelain god. And then I'm like, oh, Nelly.
You know so what's about to happen? You get up and you get on the toilet like a normal person, and then you puke in the barrel.
What if I want to poop in the barrel? That's going to smell so
Yeah,
bad.
That would. Everyone at the party would be like, what is that?
It's going to smell terrible either way, but I think it would be preferable to puke in the barrel and then poop in the toilet. That's just me.
Yeah. Because that's at least one normal action.
I've puked in barrels. I think that's pretty normal as well.
What
he's got tunnel vision for a minute.
You okay over there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you high?
No, he's down in a fucking 12% beer. That's what he's doing.
Oh.
Well, I'm glad you're chugging it, fella.
Wee.
So we move on to Scotch Ale, or we just leave that for another time?
Let's move on to it.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, we should rinse these
How much time Keep talking. We have, well, how many minutes we got on the show so far?
We still got, like, 20 minutes to go.
It's been almost 45 minutes, so minus 3, so 40 minutes.
I was going to say, we still got 20 minutes left.
Why don't you just walk away in the middle of the show?
Yeah.
Well, he's cleaning out some glasses.
Last week, too.
Yeah, well, he's a real good show host. Real
yeah,
good.
Yeah, so what were we talking about?
We talked about music.
We were talking about music for a second. And then we talked about Weird Al.
Yeah, you know what I hate about music? Way too many genres. Too many genres.
It's the way we just label things, though. Like, people need to classify music as certain things. So, like,
yeah, but I mean, why can't we just all fall into, like, basic groups?
Well, okay, think of it this way. Like, during the 90s, whenever something wasn't rock, it was alternative. There were so many different, like, types of music that were alternative.
But then they
turned
that into indie rock.
Yeah, that pisses me off. Oh, we're indie. What does that mean?
That doesn't mean jack
shit. That means no one likes us except
on a label.
That's the thing is, like, all the independent music, they're signed to a label, so they're not indie, by definition. But that's just because the definition has changed.
No, but it's like you don't have mainstream success, so therefore you're an independent band.
What, like you independently got a fan base?
It
means your style of music is hipster is basically what it means these days.
Yeah.
There's a hipster style of music now?
Yeah, it's indie.
That's what indie is.
Indie, dubstep.
What? Songs they play on Mac ads.
And indie dubstep.
Yeah, indie dubstep, yes. That gets them going crazy.
Oh, it gets that's what the kids love.
But even like the word hipster, like before that it was scenester, and before that
it
was
because
emo
it was,
kids.
I was a hipster
before
because
it was
cool.
Because it was scene metal, you know? Because the subgenreization really started with metal before anything else.
Well, I think electronic music and metal sort of
they
blew up.
Yeah, they go overboard with their some definitions.
And then sometimes they combine, and then you get Korn's newest album. And you just get really confused.
I don't think I've ever listened
to
Korn's
album. My boss, shits himself over how, quote-unquote, good that album is.
Really?
It's the greatest thing that's ever happened to music.
Oh, my God. Really?
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to name him, but Jamie.
No, because he likes Korn and
he
likes
Korn.
Skrillex,
I was like, Jamie, I like
and he likes Korn plus Skrillex.
And I was like, I liked a couple of Korn songs.
I like Korn.
Yeah, like I thought "Got the Life" was a pretty good song.
You know what I don't like about Korn?
I like Korn and Potatoes.
How the bass is tuned to like C.
Drop C.
Yeah, so it's like that's all it sounds like.
Drop C. Death from Above 1979 is in Drop C. They're really good though.
Oh.
No, it's just
are they indie?
No. Did you know that jazz, before it was called jazz, was actually going to be called jizz?
I don't believe that.
So is this a... are you calling him out, Brian?
Are you calling me out? Are we going to... gonna...
yeah, I think that's a yes.
Brian's calling me out. Let's see. Let's see if I get two drinks.
I don't know. This is,
I don't know. How do I even look this up?
Jazz, jizz.
Yeah, you're not going to easily find it. You're just going to find a porno that has jazz and jizz in it.
No fucking way.
It's like,
no way.
That's funny. Jazz band.
No way. Hold on. Okay. Oh, hold on. Okay. Jazzum was,
Jazzum?
I'm having a jazzum.
The similarity. Okay. There's no definitive etymology for the word jazz. However, the similarity in the meaning of the earliest jazz citations to jazzum, a now obsolete slang meaning spirit, energy, and vigor, dated to 1860, suggests that jazzum should be considered da 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 da. And then it keeps going down and down about farther and farther back in history. Jazzum is thought to derive from a word for jism or gizm.
What?
But that's the kind of speculation of word
the
origin.
The initial statement was jazz was supposed to be named jizz before it was called jazz.
Right.
Now we're
that all, is incorrect.
That's incorrect. The etymology.
Did I just lose my beer?
Yeah, you're.
Yeah.
But it says jism.
No, you know what? It's a half.
That's
right.
A half.
It's
I'm
a
sorry,
half.
Sorry,
so
half.
Is it a wash?
It's a
truce.
Wash.
It's okay. A truce.
There's right, because I thought it was just a complete fallacy. No, but then I was like,
okay,
wait
okay,
a minute.
This is... Now that this is completely off the table, did you know the answer to that? Like, did you actually know that? Or was that
Rachel
just
and I were talking about it this weekend, and I was like, oh, I'm going to listen to some jizz. And then I was just like talking about someone jerking a cock off into their ear.
Go on. Wait, so did you actually have any, or was it just supposed to be a joke?
I we had a conversation about it, and that's what she told me. So I was hoping that it was true.
Well, I hope she listens to this show. Congratulations, Rachel. You're half right.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, the sub genreization of music kind of like started with metal, and then electronic music just got.
Oh my God, there's so many sub genres of. You just say a word, and I. There's probably a
like I posted a status today on Space Basement, and it said I love neurofunk, but
what?
I would never want to mix it. Neurofunk, it's just drum and bass. That's really fucking weird. That's we have a term for that. It's called neurofunk.
Why did you smell the glass before you poured your beer in?
Make sure it didn't still smell like the stout. Fuck you.
It's just you know, but that also kind of you look at kind of metal, right? You know, we've got fucking deathcore, we've got like fucking grindcore,
you got cyber grind.
Cyber grind is one of my fucking favorite terms.
Cyber grind.
Wait, what is the term? Cyber grind.
Yeah,
you know,
it sucks.
I wrestled the band.
Didn't
once.
They make the Terminator?
Are they cyber grind?
They are cyber grind.
I don't like them really that much. I like that song. Tastes like Kevin Bacon.
Yeah,
it's a joke.
And
band,
you ain't
though.
No family
I,
is actually
I,
not a bad
I wrestled
song.
Little bear ones is a joke band.
I know, but they're just massive.
But they're
successful.
Popular, like the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but like
the Beastie Boys of metal.
They're the people that made the Terminator, and sent him back.
What?
To kill John Connor?
Who?
I wrestled the bear ones.
Cyber,
that's
cyber dying.
No, yeah, that's cyber dying.
No, we're talking cyber grind.
Oh, that's not even.
Jesus Christ!
That's not even. See, I'm trying to make jokes, and you're like, "Oh, let's just talk about this fucking obscure music."
Cyber grind. Why would you make jokes? This
like,
is serious.
It's the derivative of grindcore because there's got to be derivatives of everything. Grindcore is a derivative of metalcore, which is a derivative of metal.
Is that near buttcore?
It's a combination of metal and hardcore.
I don't like the term metalcore. You know,
I
they,
do.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you like?
That's one genre.
You guys
like
butt rock?
I hate butt rock.
I like butt rock.
Yeah,
do you like
Nickelback?
Butthole Surfers?
No, when I say nickel, you say back. Nickel.
Back.
Nickel.
Front.
Fuck. They actually did that at a concert once.
Did
no.
They?
What?
Yes.
Wait. They would, though.
Don't fucking call me
butt
on
rock.
This one, because
no,
they
yeah,
are terrible.
No, no, I'm not going to call you on that one. I kind of, like, I don't want to believe it, but I totally
that's,
believe it.
We call Nickelback butt rock or cock rock.
Cock
have,
rock.
Have your choice, you know, it's the same thing.
What else would be considered cock rock?
Stained?
Ooh. No, they're alternative.
Seether,
yeah, see
Theory of a Dying, whatever.
Theory of a Dead Man?
Theory of a Dead Man, thank you.
I was looking through my Netflix Instant, and I saw that Big Money Rustlers, starring Insane Clown Posse
oh
yeah,
my
and
God.
Twisted, was on the instant queue.
We all agree that they are the worst.
I think we
I kind of was into them when I was a boy.
Oh, come on.
There was a summer that I was into.
There was a
Club.
There was a kid in like
was that one
sixth
summer
grade.
Fucking magnets. I gotta be sixth that guy.
Grade, the closest I ever came to ICP, there was a kid in my sixth grade music class who really liked them. I was like, okay, I'll listen to them. And I was like, why the hell would you like this?
Yeah.
And then you came back to ICP when one of the people that regulars in my store that I hang out at.
I actually never went back to ICP because that shit.
Yeah, I never
blows.
Went to it.
I went to an ICP show once and they threw soda all over me.
Did they throw Faygo? It was a Faygo.
So yeah. Like, I wouldn't want Faygo all over me.
You ever watch the short soda on the short documentary doing? On
That's a great documentary on the Juggalos.
Yeah.
Brian, that's probably
it's
a terrible
like a short
idea.
Like 30-minute it's really good.
Yeah. Like I mean it's interesting. Like the band sucks and everything that's about them sucks, but like their fans are like uber
you know
like,
what I don't
into
about
them
fans. This what? Is what I like legitimately. This is what I really, like, don't get. They say that, you know, everyone's like, oh, why do you paint your face like that? Like, why do you wear your suits, man? Why do you wear your suits to work? Because they tell you to dress this way, man. You're supposed to dress this way. I'm like, you all have the same face paint. You know, like, you say you're not
that's
conforming
the same
by conforming
thing
to this face paint.
Every
you say that with
non-conforming
any, like, no, I agree. Like, no, it's like, I just happened to pick that because they were the topic at hand. But, like, no, you're right. It's fucking horseshit. I'm not going to conform to you. I'm going to wear a million belts.
I didn't realize Square Enix was not conforming.
I'm going to have a million belts with studs all over them hanging from my jeans.
But don't.
And then one company's like, we're going to make $1 million on this. We'll call it Trip because you'll trip on the fucking pants.
But don't you realize that life is bullshit and everything we do is to impress others?
Yeah,
and
pretty
then
much.
No.
Something about...
okay. Chris is just like...
Chris has a much more optimistic out view on life, apparently.
I do.
Do you?
I am such an optimist.
It's Mister, I just bought a motorcycle. I'm going to die in a week.
Wow. Now if I die, it's your fault.
Cool. Well, I hope you die on Tuesday so we can have the show next week.
Oh...
So we don't have to be like, in remembrance, Chris, air quotes, Jutris.
In remembrance of Chris, motorcycle Jutris. Oh, God. The show is dedicated to Steve Wilkos.
What?
For no reason other than the fact that I was just...
Can we get Steve Wilkos? Call him up.
I do have his number.
Yeah, call him up.
I don't have
his number. Let's talk about people that no one knows.
Just call Brent
Steve
Black.
Wilkos, he was... I could call Brent. Steve Wilkos was a security guard on the Jerry Springer show.
Oh.
He would, like, break up fights, and the crowd would be like, Steve!
And now he has his own.
And now he has his own Jerry Springer show where he just gets so mad. I gotta...
Apparently, bullshit don't. Is daydreaming.
What?
Bullshit is daydreaming.
What the...
Oh, your Pokemon is daydreaming?
That sounds like some weird...
Bullshit is my fucking Tauros.
Oh, I get it, because it's a bull.
Yeah, real clever.
Yeah, that's the joke.
Real funny, Brian.
Are we done yet?
I'm done with you.
Fucking close enough, right?
Music. No, hold on. I gotta pull up this one thing of Steve Wilkos fucking losing his shit.
Go on.
And then
on.
Put your mic up to the speaker and have it sound really crappy.
No, we don't even, because we could just discuss it. No, I don't want that one. I want a fucking good one.
Brian.
Anyways.
You know what's great on the radio? Searching for video.
Yeah, you guys can talk about shit.
Yeah, well, but you're distracting us with fucking video.
God. Fucking piece of shit.
I like penis. I mean, what? No.
Oh yeah, we were talking about how life is bullshit, and Chris says no.
No, it's not bullshit. I mean,
life is pretty great.
Yeah, and you have to.
Oh, I got it. It's a 26-second clip. Watch this.
All right.
Fine. Okay, so Steve Wilkos is getting in this guy's face. It's called right, Steve Explodes.
They're both bald, by the way.
They're both angry. They're yelling.
Yeah, watch this. And he's like, pointing. "You didn't protect him." Watch this. Watch this. He's getting so fucking mad.
Okay.
Does he break this guy's face? Because I'm not
it looks like John Waters.
Holy shit.
He threw a chair
and it got stuck in the wall. Like it fucking...
I bet he's really good at darts.
Holy
look at, look at
crap.
Hold on. I'm going to fucking hold
like
the mic
up. I like how you say, look at
thing.
This. Look at this.
Yeah, look at this.
Say the name of the video so people can watch along at home.
I don't know. yes,
I raise my kids. Responsibilities.
And you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to do that to you.
How about that? I'd like to do that to you.
Like, you can't stage that. What the
you
fuck?
You can't. That's fucking nuts. Like, it just got fucking perfectly stuck in the goddamn wall. Absolutely unbelievable.
All right, let's go back to philosophy here.
Is that
the topic today?
Wait, no, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, music is the topic.
I don't give a
philosophy
shit.
Philosophy is next week's show.
Well, let's talk about it next week. Well, let's touch on it now.
Tickety-tip-tip-tip-tip-touch.
Yeah, because you wasn't talking.
It's what you make of it.
Yeah, but like...
And it's good in its own respects.
I mean, there are good things that happen in life. But on the most part, your day is bullshit. Am I wrong?
Chris, you come home from work all the time. You're like, work was shitty. Work fucking sucks. It was the worst thing.
And Brian,
I'm just gonna go take a nap.
And Brian, all you do is fucking bitch all day. So fucking.
I know. I'm not fucking.
And then we get together here and we have a good time. This is one of the better parts of the day.
Right, but we have to do all the bad things to get the good things. No darkness without light.
Do you remember that cartoon show, The Weekenders?
Yes.
No. I'm living for the weekend. Like, that's the fucking thing. That's it.
Well, what if you're working for the weekend?
What if I'm
ready for the weekend and I'm Calvin Harris?
Fuck you guys and your other songs.
Way to bring it back to music.
That's not even like obscure. Calvin Harris pretty fucking popular. I'm just just burning plastic over there. Yeah, that's real smart.
What kind now of whiskey face accurate. Is that?
I'll give you a whiskey face.
Yeah, I gave your mom a whiskey.
Stop face. Burning plastic.
No, dude.
Okay, Brian.
I don't want it to reek like.
Too late.
Like burnt plastic.
it smells like birthday
candles. You haven't even started your beer.
I took a sip out of it. This is a scotch ale. It's actually pretty good scotch
ale.
What is a scotch ale?
It's ale that they make from what they make scotch from.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it tastes like a... It almost has like a caramel taste to it. It's really, really good. It's one of my favorite beers. It's like stouts, scotch ales. Like,
what about IPAs?
Fuck IPAs.
I like IPAs.
No, listen, I went to...
IPAs are piss vasa.
Yeah, I agree.
They're what?
Piss water. I went to Trader Joe's recently to get a bottle of wine and to get some like little mochi ice cream balls.
I like mochi. Those are good.
The mochi ice creams are
really good. I like the green tea ice cream.
Yeah, that's what I got. I got those ones. At Trader Joe's, you can buy individual bottles of beer from the thing. Like, you can pull one out of a six-pack and fucking...
We talked about this last week. Go.
Okay, but we got a mystery six-pack, and in it was this IPA. And I've never had a worse-tasting beer in my mouth.
Well, what was this IPA?
Ruthless Rye.
Well, then don't get that one again, but I like... Like Red Hook has a good IPA. Okay,
you know what's the
worst
beer? We have
different taste buds.
The
we
fucking
like different things.
The Sam Adams IPA is one of the worst. The Latitude IPA is one of the worst goddamn.
Which is weird because Sam Adams 9 times out of 10 does not make a bad beer.
Right? They're Scotch. Well,
because Jim Cook.
They're Scotch ale.
Their Scotch ale is amazing.
You should call Sam Adams.
Sam Adams 13th hour.
The only
stout.
The only other Sam Adams beer I fucking hate. Their Black and Brew. Like, I was expecting a good coffee stout, tastes like garbage. Don't drink their Black and Brew.
Oh, whoa.
Holy shit.
Smells like candles.
Smells like birthday candles.
Doesn't yeah.
It smell like
candles?
Well,
you burnt fucking wax. I wonder what it's going to fucking smell like.
Isn't it plastic?
Fucking wax bottle.
Yeah.
I think it's a wax bottle.
All right, so next week we'll talk philosophy. Let's end the show and get some burgers.
All right, final thoughts on music. Brian.
No. You don't start final thoughts with me. Chris.
wow.
Music.
Is this a Springer show?
Yeah, absolutely.
Music is bullshit, but it moves me.
Oh, music is bullshit, but life is fantastic.
Yep. And music is life, so, I mean, it's kind of...
Wow, Chris, you're talking in circles
you
over
have
here.
Ruined your argument in one
fell swoop.
I don't
know what's going on.
Good for you.
How are you?
Steve?
Final thoughts on music.
Steve!
It's important to have it around. I like listening to music. Usually when I listen to the radio, I listen to more talk shows. But when I've been drinking, especially when I've been dry, no. when I've had a couple in me, I want to listen to music more so than talking. I don't know what that means, but that's a thought. That's fine.
Lee.
I listen to so much goddamn music. I listen to at least 10 fucking podcasts just for EDM. So, like,
EDM, for those who don't know, is electronic dance music.
Thank you, Brian. I listen to a lot of goddamn music, and it really keeps me going throughout the day. So, music's pretty great. Life is, like, pretty great, too.
You don't need to. We'll talk philosophy next week.
We'll talk philosophy next week. My final thoughts are go listen to some EDM. It's pretty awesome.
My final thoughts on music, my favorite song is Sandstorm by Darude.
What is this, 1999?
Yes. What are we, Greg Ayers or something? Greg Ayers is a shitty voiceover artist, a bad DJ who plays Sandstorm, and an even worse human being. And that's been the show.
We're still talking about Greg Ayers. Eat shit.
Ba-da-ba.
This has been the Monday Night the fucking. This Monday Night Mayhem. No, this has been the Hot Sauce Cinema Show.
Hot Sauce Dickhole.
Hot Sauce Dickhole. See you next week. Bye.
What happened? You had crazy that last like 3 seconds.